make somebody heed a warning that they may not want to hear?
Well, let me just say, I've been in Washington, and a lot of times people say, oh, I told them this, I told them that. I don't know what those conversations were really like, so I'm not going to go there.
Right.
I'm just going to tell you this. Michael Flynn is gone.
Yes.
And H.R. McMaster is as good as you can do for National Security Advisor, and so Americans ought to be comforted by the character of the person who's there. This is one of the most decorated and best generals of his generation.
Isn't he having trouble with Trump, though, right now?
Not that I can see.
Yeah.
I actually think this is a really good national security team. Look, it's a we have a different kind of president, all right? He's different. He'd
That's
never
a great
been,
way to put it. Yeah.
Very diplomatic.
He had never been in government before. And when you haven't been in government before, sometimes it looks kind of easy in there until mm-hmm. you get in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when he said, you know, this job's a lot harder than I thought, I actually kind of felt bad for him because it is a really hard job and it's a lonely job. And you want people around you who you trust. So they've done well. Rex Tillerson is a really good Secretary of State and Jim Mattis is a great Secretary of Defense. And they've got some really tough problems, as you were just saying at the beginning. You know, when you're dealing with a North Korean leader who is, let's just say reckless. Mm-hmm. He might even be unhinged.
Yeah.
And he is getting better with nuclear weapons. He's getting longer in his ranges to perhaps one day reach the United States. I don't care who you are as president. That's a scary proposition.
You take it seriously.
You take it seriously.
Yeah.